Hello, radio readers. I'm Jane Huerta from Dodge City, Kansas, here to talk about death and dying for our fall 2018 book series. In Medicine Walk, a 2016 novel by the late Canadian Ojibwa author Richard Wagamese, death and dying are shown not as the end stage, but as a conduit of being and becoming. Depicting issues and traditions of Indigenous peoples and mirroring events of his own life, the novel is about a 16-year-old boy asked to walk deep into the backcountry with his father, who is dying and who wishes to be buried in a wild place, an untamed place he had known when he himself was a boy. The thing is, the father and the son don't actually know each other. The woman connecting the two, the wife and the mother, having died shortly after the son was born, and the father having left the newborn in the care of another. The father has had his troubles, and he's done little for his son over 16 years, yet as he's dying, his son is whom he seeks, and the son, whether from duty, curiosity, or an inability to think of an excuse not to, agrees. On their long walk, the son hears his father's stories, learns about his mother, his father's drinking, and of his own coming into being. His father's last words, moaned soft and low, are, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." The son's reply is a gentle caress of his father's face, and then he says, "Hush." He says it, writes Wagamese, as if giving a benediction. The son then digs a grave and buries his father, as his father wished, mounding the grave with protective stone as best he can. In these actions are the demonstration of the son's acceptance of his father's plea for forgiveness. There is, of course, much to be said for the sincere apology, even one offered at the very end, the kind that doesn't allow time to mend a relationship, to heal a betrayal. Sometimes death may be a relief not only for the dying, who are released from physical and emotional pain, but also for the survivors, no longer to witness suffering, in this case, of a man who dies too young and disappointed by the choices he made, as limited as those choices may have been. And as Wagamese shows with tenderness and reverence, the forgiveness shared between a parent and a child is a bridge to new life, or at least a renewed way of being, of living. In Wagamese's wonderful novel, the phenomenon of the last words, just two words, give credence to the value of reflecting upon our circumstances and our choices and holding ourselves accountable. So my takeaway, if, as in Medicine Walk, I want to extend an apology, claim responsibility, share the love, or reveal a secret, why put it off until the end? What am I waiting for? What are you waiting for? For HPPR Radio Readers, I'm Jane Huerta from Dodge City, Kansas.
The Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the high plains. The book club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas, and from Lynn Hughes of Cimarron, Kansas.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote already.